Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media during Ravens rookie camp in Owings Mills.
Off to a good start, as you can see, a lot of guys here, well over 60 players for the rookie minicamp. At levels, you go from the draft choices to the undrafted signed free agents to the tryout guys. And the tryout guys, is, since when you were doing it, it's we got a lot more guys now in the tryout deal than we used to have. Maybe you had that at one time, Vinny. I don't know. You bring in a ton too? The Cowboys used to bring like 200 guys to training camp, right? We're not quite there, but these guys are great guys who are looking for a shot, want their opportunity. And, you know, we're here to provide an opportunity and see how they do. And I was really pleased with the first practice. Just told him, I said, you came in here, you're a football player. You know, once you make your first tackle, your first block, my dad always used to say, when you do that, whatever level it is, you might be in third grade, you make your first tackle, you're a football player. That's what my dad says. And you'll always be a football player. And these guys come in here football players. But now, after this practice, they can call home, call their mom, their dad, their girlfriend, their brother, whoever, their buddy, and say, now I am a pro football player. I'm a pro football player. Because they're a little nervous. It's the first practice ever, you know, in a pro field. What's it going to be like? And it's just, it's rookies. The next phase is in front of them, but it's a big step for these guys, and it means a lot to them. And they had a really good practice. It was clean. Didn't have a lot of mistakes. Didn't have a lot of pre-snap issues. Didn't have anything that was, you know, out of line with the tempo of the practice. Guys were on their feet taking care of one another, still practicing, rehearsing quickly and fast, and getting things right. So it's a smart group of guys. So we feel really good about where we're at after day one. All right, what questions do you have?
John, 6 draft picks on the defensive side, including your top two. I mean, I know it's very early, but how much potential do you think they can make an impact on this defense?
Well, I mean, you know, all those guys are real good players. You know, they're draft picks, and you start with Malachi and work your way right down through. And we drafted all those guys for a reason, and they're guys that have made plays at a high level in college, you know, and disruptive type players, every one of them. So, yeah, we'll see. I think they can all – they all got a shot. We'll see how they do.
John, I saw Emory was sidelined for, I guess, all practice or at least the start of it.
Yeah, it's going to be a little while. You know, he had a labrum shoulder issue that I think you guys were aware of. And so when that's going to – I don't think it's going to clear up now. You know, probably be looking at training camp, maybe earlier, but – we'll just have to see how he goes. So he's not going to practice in the immediate future.
But you don't think minicamp's a possibility for him?
You know, I don't think we'll probably push it. I mean, if he can do it, we'll do it. But I'm not thinking about pushing it there if it's not totally ready yet.
John, yesterday you guys signed Joe Nokum, offensive lineman, swing tackle.
Right.
Especially given in the wake of McCary leaving and knowing how versatile he was, how nice is it to bring someone in who has played, I think, 4 of the 5 offensive line positions in the NFL?
And he's in Baltimore now, so maybe we get 5 out of 5, right? To get Joseph Noboom in here, a veteran, played, talented guy, played both sides, really to focus probably as a swing tackle as much as anything for us. I mean, that's kind of where we really, really need that veteran presence as a swing tackle, play both sides. And then he could pop down in there and guard, but I think we'll be focusing on tackle. But really big signing for us. We're really excited. Talked to him last night. He's fired up. He's excited to be here, Luke.
John, it's one thing to like watch these guys on tape, and now you get to see them on the field itself. With a guy like Mike Green, what stands out when you actually see him live?
Yeah, you know, I think you see it. You see it kind of up close and personal. The explosiveness and size. You know, he's a big guy, and much as anything, I just like seeing the faces. You know, the guys, how excited they are. You know, the fact that this is something that they've been dreaming of and working for, and here they are, and they're so excited and so nervous to get out there and get after it and get started. And then at the end of the practice, they feel like, oh, you know, I feel good about it. You know, I got through it. I can do this. And Mike's no different than all the guys that way, you know, the first time through. So it's good to see.
John, you had an offensive tackle this year, a lot of turnover. But next year, all the tight ends and Patrick Carter, of course, their contracts are up after this
right.
year. How much do you concern yourself with that as opposed to letting EDC worry about it?
Well, yeah, I'll let EDC worry more about it than I will. I mean, it's always everything's in the back of my mind, but it's year to year, week to week, day to day operation, really. So we build a team for this year, 1 year at a time, and then EDC, Eric, he's got to be thinking in terms of the long term with the contracts and things like that, which you know, nobody does it better. So I'll let him worry about it. Thanks.
I know Randy did a lot of kicking, scouting. What was it like for you, Chris, and the other guys to see how it
was? Yeah, it was good. It was good to see it. It's good to hear it. I think as much as anything, Gianna, it's good to hear a kicker, you know, and the way the ball comes off his foot is impressive. And both kickers, I thought, looked really good today. So we got him out there behind the line with a snap and everything. And I think they made them all, didn't they? You guys are watching. So that's good to see. So it's a good start that way.
John, with a guy like Mike Green that plays in the trenches, I know you guys aren't doing a lot of physical stuff these days, but are you able to kind of see a little bit of what you're hoping to see?
Yeah. It's a great question. You know, it's like we tell these guys, this is not practice in the sense it's not competitive. It's rehearsal. So you're really what you're competing against is your execution. We're looking for execution. If you saw the practice, we built it from no helmets, you know, just without even running the play, just coming up to the line of scrimmage and getting the snap. Then we built it into, you know, do everything fast pre-snap, but then go half speed. Then we put the helmets on and we did it fast, but it wasn't competitive. And that's kind of the ramp up we try to do. So can we see things? Sure. Can you see everything? No, you can't see everything. Yeah, traits about Carson. I mean, he's big. You saw him. He's big. He's rangy. He's got long arms. He's high cut. He can really move. You know, he moves his feet really well. And then the other thing is you see how young he is. I mean, I guess I look at that frame and you say, man, we can grow so much into that. And he's got to get in that weight room and get to work right away. And you know, he's kind of like a young colt out there trying to learn how to control that frame.
John, Colin Schley, a Maryland kid, trying to potentially earn a spot in your quarterback room. Did you have any early impressions of him?
Yeah, arm, man. What an arm. He was throwing some BBs out there, especially on the out-breaking routes on the sideline. And the kind of striking, I didn't realize how big he was. You know, he's a great-looking athlete.
John, what do you hope that Malachi can not only learn from this offseason, but also the safeties in your room right now, Kyle and
Right. Well, yeah, I hope he learns how to be like an all-pro. I mean, that's kind of what you hope. I mean, you hope for the best and plan for the best too, I guess. I mean, I expect him to do really well. You know, he's our first round pick. A lot to whom much is given, much is required. And nobody understands it better than him as a young guy. Really impressed with his maturity. He broke the huddle today. That's not an easy thing to do your first time. So, so far so good.
Coach, what would you like to see the next progression for this group going forward? Like, what's the next step?
That's a good question, Jerry. I think the next step is probably, you know, recovery and then taking what they learn in the meetings post-practice out to practice the next day and see what gets cleaned up. So they're going to be a little sore tomorrow. You know, they haven't been moving in a football practice for a while. Can they get back out there and repeat it and move around and then you know, build on today?
John, I think there was a
Yeah, I would just say it's all up in the air right now. If we've talked to the Buccaneers about that, talked to the Commanders about that, but the league controls who you end up playing. So we're still waiting to hear from the league in terms of what our preseason games will actually be. I've actually talked to some other coaches who we maybe could be playing to see if they'd be interested, and there's expressed interest. So I think we will be having joint practices. Hopefully we'll have a day here. We'll just have to see if it works out. Right.
Is that dynamic? I mean, there's going to be a lot of attention on that dynamic. How do you proceed with that in terms of, you know, both those guys being in the building possibly at the same time?
Right. Great question. Yeah, I mean, as you know, Justin's been in the building the last couple of weeks, kicking and everything, and we've had a chance to talk a little bit, been working hard. I would just say, like, from a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information. And that, as it should be, you know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines. So we can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks will be based on football.
Would get surgery for the knee. Did anything ever come of that?
Good question. It did not go to surgery. He was doing a little dance in the weight room this last week, and he said he's feeling great. His knee's back, but he did it with rehab, and he should be ready to go.
And the mental part is so important with the kicker position. Is that something you can really evaluate in this kind of setting, or is it something you kind of have to wait and see how a guy does in the game?
I think that's a good question. You probably can evaluate it to a degree. I mean, you know, there's pressure out here, especially when you're trying to win a job, and you go back to when Justin won the job, how he handled it. But I don't think you're ever going to really know until, I mean, everything guys do the first year is like a new day. So, you know, if it's a kicker, every kick is going to be the first time he's done it over the course of his rookie season. So that's always going to be a little bit of, certainly going to be an unknown. If, you know, whenever you go with a rookie kicker, that would be an unknown.
Camp yeah. up to now, and the way that you approach them, what you can do with them on day one.
You know, I think that's a great point, Pete. I would say yes, they are more prepared than ever for whatever reason. Maybe it's coming up through high school and you got all the camps with all the little helmets on and all the flag football and all the passing leagues. I don't know what it is, but these guys come in ready, and I think the college programs do a great job of preparing them. No, we signed him.
You did sign him?
Yeah, I believe so. Could be wrong, but let me check. Our wrestler. No, we've only got 69 guys here, you know.
We can confirm.
Okay.
Yeah, we get it back to you. I liked him today. He looked good. Strong.
I don't think he ever lost.
166-0, I think, right? Is that good?
That's pretty good.
Probably. We'll see him when we play. Yeah. Yeah. Kelly Gregg, he leveraged those blocks really well. Yeah. I watched him play in college. I mean, they played against Michigan a couple times. So, as I was kind of – we were talking in the hallway. I ran into him talking about the Michigan-Nebraska game. So, Michigan was 2-0. I didn't. I might have mentioned that maybe. Anything else?
Nope,
all right, thanks. Appreciate you guys.